This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready.
Wendy's Big Show.
Showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. How are you doing on a Monday? A playoff Monday. Bucks Celtics tonight, Fiserv Forum. John McLaughlin, Bucks legend, joins us in 90 minutes. We'll get his thoughts on this series. I just keep thinking back to the Marcus Johnson conversation, Gary, from Friday.
And what was that?
When I brought up the physicality of the series, and he just started laughing at me on the air.
Oh, yeah, because
he busted out loud. That's physical. So, now we're going to talk about the keys to win for tonight. What's the key for a win tonight in game four for your Milwaukee Bucks against Boston? What's the key to victory? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. Let's go to MJ Southside. You're next here on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Sparky. What's up, MJ?
Hey, guys. Beautiful, beautiful Monday. I hope you guys are having a good day.
We are.
Thank you for taking my call. Gary, I just want to say, first time I ever got the chance to say this, I really appreciate all the entertainment you've given us here, and also for being like just a straight-up, stand-up dude and an example for us in the community. So thank you so much.
Sure, no problem.
So listen, also the other thing I wanted to say was, you know, I watched that game on Saturday, and I really struck home to me trying to listen to radio during the weekend how much you guys really put into this show. You have actually thought out what you want to talk about, which it doesn't seem like a lot of people do. And you're just very entertaining and very informative. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Appreciate
so much
it.
For that as well.
Thanks, MJ.
Yeah. So since I got maybe a second to talk about the game, honestly, my keys to this game are, I think they got the Bucks have to play within themselves. I think the Celtics are going to try to draw them into a muddy game. Udaka was already talking about, we're going to start flopping more if that's the way it's going to be. And so I think they have to maintain their composure on the Bucks end. The other thing is I am just flabbergasted at how many turnovers that have been happening in this series.
Yes.
Not just because of the excellent Celtics defense, but sometimes it looks like the ball is wet and they just can't even keep the handle. So I think if they can focus on those two things, I think they have a really great shot at coming out of this 3-1. And so that's what I got. Thank you again.
MJ,
thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this. You've coached. So if you're Bud, you hear Udoka say that, hey, man, that's how it's going to be. We're just going to start flopping, whatever the case may be. You're saying that to the refs during the game, aren't you?
Sure you are.
And man, that dude
before
said
that dude said in his
press conference they were gonna start flopping. They're doing it. Now blow the whistle.
Now, and I don't know because I never played in the NBA, but like I said, in the NFL, the refs meet with the head coaches before the game. And they have this list of things that they go down. Watch this, watch this, watch this. Watch 78, he's always doing this. Watch 25, he's always doing this. Watch, and so they have this long list, and that's what they go on. Now, I don't know if NBA refs goes to the head coach before, and then they have their list and say, watch this, watch this, watch this. And sometimes this stuff happens in the game, and then you can hear the coach, I told you that that was going to happen. 25 does that every single. And then next time, those guys, they actually look for that call because it is illegal, and they get the call. So, yeah, this is all posturing. You talked about this with Horst as well. Mm-hmm. A lot of this is posturing, trying to get your calls going your way.
Horst, though, was saying that there's too much physicalness and they need to start blowing the damn whistle.
Sure.
His point was more to both sides than just to one. Udoka was complaining one way that, hey, man, look, if you're not going to call, then we're just going to start flopping around and getting calls. And if I'm Budenholzer and if I'm the Bucks players,
but you can get calls for that, too.
I'm using it.
Sure.
No, right. That's what I'm saying. I'm using it. Mm-hmm. Like, you better watch this. Here's one for you. Mm-hmm. The NBA announced earlier today, Tony Brothers is working the Boston-Milwaukee game as the head ref. The Celtics are just 2-10 in playoff games, and Brothers has been the head official since 2015.
Wow. Okay.
Woo-wee! Okay.
We'll take that.
Oh, my goodness. 2-10. Not Tony Brothers in the playoffs. They're 41-32 since 2015.
Come on, Brothers.
Without Tony Brothers.
Come on, Brothers.
I don't know. Again, you don't think anybody doesn't like Boston, but hey, man, if you don't like the Celtics, we'll take some loving here. I mean, 3-1 going back to Boston, I'd feel pretty good about things. John in Atlanta, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's the key for a win tonight in Game 4 for the Milwaukee Bucks?
I think just hit your shots. I think if we hit our shots, Grayson kind of, you know, hit a few, I think we're fine. I think that last game kind of set up the series for a Bucks win. I think that game could have gone either way. Milwaukee probably should have beat him by 5. But I think squeaking game 3 out, I think we're fine. I think maybe we lose tonight, possibly go to Boston, come back and win it all. I think we have them. But as far as the refs go, but again, I think you hit your shots tonight and we're home free. We beat them by 8. And then as far as the refs go, I think it's funny because I don't know if you guys remember the 80s with, you know, when Milwaukee went up against the Celtics, Bird, McHale, Parrish, even Danny Ainge for that matter, those guys got so many calls back then, Milwaukee never had a chance. In
Correct.
Any of those playoff games against them in the 80s, it always went Boston's way. Milwaukee would get a couple calls in Milwaukee, but when that thing was at the Garden, Milwaukee never, ever had a chance. McHale was just doing his thing. The guys always did that thing against Milwaukee, and it's so fun to now, you know, 25 years, 30 years later, to now have the bully, not only the bully, but a humble bully, just rocking their world. It's a beautiful thing to see, because that was a lot of pain in the 80s, because you knew as a Milwaukee fan, you were never going to get past the Celtics. The refs wouldn't allow it.
And Philadelphia was tough, too.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yep.
It's a beautiful thing. What's that again?
Philly was tough on Milwaukee,
they
too,
were.
Back in the 80s. It was.
Oh,
it wasn't just.
Barkley got his calls. Dr. J got his calls. I mean, everybody got the calls because Milwaukee being a small market, they just never. It's almost like the NBA just didn't want them out there yet. But now, I don't know, the script's been flipped, and it's such a beautiful thing, especially the fact that Giannis can do bully ball, and he gets away with it. But again, in the 80s, all those big name, big market teams were getting away with it.
See,
Johnny,
go.
Really changed. Is just that, oh, go ahead.
The NBA hasn't changed. The NBA favored the stars back then with Bird. And the Bucks didn't have the superstar in the 80s because Jabbar was gone.
Exactly.
I mean, they had a lot of really good players, all-star type players, but they didn't have the superstar like Larry Bird. I mean, that was the thing. And now the Bucks have the superstar. Tatum's trying to get there, but right now he's not there.
Exactly. That's why I think if you are in your 40s, you're just loving life.
Yes.
It's like finally it's our decade of having the superstar.
Exactly.
And then not only that, this guy was homegrown. I mean, you look at Bird and those guys, they came out of college solid players. I don't know, I think this Giannis run in Milwaukee, it's borderline unbelievable. Like, it's they did it in a way that I don't think many teams have ever done it, maybe since the 60s, where everything is so homegrown. I don't know, you just got to sit back as a Bucks fan if you are in your 40s, your late 30s, you just got to sit back and enjoy what's going on.
No doubt, John. Well, thanks for the call.
And you're right, John, and that's the thing. The Bucks and the Brewers, the same way. They have to hit on their draft picks. They don't. You look at all the other teams, because of the way the disparity is, they don't have the opportunity not to hit on their draft picks. And now the Jabari Parker, we thought it was going to be Jabari and Giannis. And was Jabari, what was he, two? What was
two.
He? Yeah. I mean, you thought that was a slam dunk to go with Giannis, and that just shows you how fleeting. I mean, that was, the Jabari was kind of almost a no-miss deal. And I don't know if both the knee injuries hurt him and he wasn't really the same. And which is unfortunate,
but just think
about how that could have been.
I think the knee injury, in a weird way, really helped Giannis, because it really forced him to kind of go be the man versus it being him and Jabari. It got to be him.
Yes.
And then Jabari was never able to kind of get grasp of it again after that. And it was never the same. But it's this homegrown stuff. Jrue Holiday was traded for.
Yeah.
Middleton was traded for. Giannis is yours, fine. Mm-hmm. Brook Lopez wasn't your guy. You didn't draft Brook Lopez. That was a number one pick. So you got Brook Lopez after the fact. I mean, there's really not a lot of homegrown going on necessarily
but
on this roster.
I think what he's saying, Steve, is that your main guy.
You're a superstar. Oh, for sure. Yes.
You're a superstar. He's a leader. He's homegrown.
Yeah.
You didn't get him from nowhere else. They did that right here in Milwaukee.
And you never would have gotten a superstar from anywhere else who come to Milwaukee. Unless you force the said superstar to come here via trade. All right, let's get what the key for a win tonight in Game 4 is versus the Bucks. Got a bunch of tweets coming in already. A Big Show Network. Plenty of room for you to jump aboard. Talk with Gary and myself. Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Tweet us at Big Show Network.
Border to border. The Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience on your way at lakeland.edu. And the Bucks win. You win at Wendy's. Bucks Celtics game 4 tonight, five serve forum. I would assume you'll be a packed Deer District. It's supposed to be a beautiful weather. Some wind, but it'll be all right. Dairy Bucks win sub by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty, chocolate, or vanilla. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. All right, what's the key for a win tonight in Game 4 for the Bucks? What's the key tonight for a win for the Milwaukee Bucks? So, I have plenty.
Of course you do.
For me, the first thing that we have yet to see that I'm waiting to see, like it's going to happen. There's two things that are going to happen eventually. One pro Bucks, one pro Celtics. Mm-hmm. The pro Bucks one is they have not shot the three ball well at all in this series.
No.
It's not,
not at all. Not.
Right? So if they get to shooting the three ball well, Celtics are going to be in a lot of trouble. So that's my first pro Bucks.
I think that Middleton has something to do with that, not having him.
But Grayson Allen's been non-existent.
Yeah.
That's killing him.
In this series, he has.
That's killing him.
Yes.
I mean, he hasn't shot it well at all, or barely shot in general.
Right?
Constant's had a couple of shots, but he hasn't been all that necessarily.
But still, 3 points, and I don't know how many. We probably should go back a little. How many 3 points has Middleton taken compared to everybody else on the team?
Oh, yeah.
I think he's got to be number one,
on
right?
On average,
so
it makes,
if you do that, your three-point shooting is going to suffer because you're missing your – and I don't know if he is or not, but you're missing your number one three-point shooting guy.
How many threes did Brook Lopez take, do you think, in the last game?
He's not shooting the ball well.
He didn't take a single three.
He's not shooting.
Furthermore.
And I don't know if they change stuff with him, but he doesn't even seem like he's getting the shots.
No, he's helping
that he's normally get.
But this is the other part of it. So they give the ball to Brook Lopez. I think it was at the elbow. They give the ball to Lopez. Lopez backs down, just takes a shot, gets a foul call on Horford. I immediately get on my phone and tweet out, okay, now go back to it time and time again, get Horford in foul trouble. They go back to it again. That was the only time. And I'm going, what are we doing? Like, Horford is killing you. Mm-hmm. He's killed you every time you faced him. He kills you time and time again. He can't defend Lopez. He's got no chance. Go work at him and get him out of this game. And they never went back to it. I know Leroy's here now, and Leroy loves Bud, but that irritates me. So, Brook Lopez, to answer the question.
Sure.
No three-pointers attempted. Giannis, 1 of 6. Now, I know a lot of people don't want him taking 6 threes. Fine. Jrue Holiday has got to be better from 3. 3 of 10.
Wesley Matthews, 1-2. Grayson Allen, 0-3. Into the starting lineup. Props to Leroy, who told us all that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Bobby Portis, 1-4. Hill, 0-1. I'm not really sure what he adds. Carter barely played. And then 3-8 for Pat Connaughton. And overall, they shoot 26.5% from three. Celtics, not much better, at 27.3%. This team is due to shoot, like, say, 40% from three and get going. If and when that happens, Leroy, I don't think the Celtics can beat us unless the one pro Celtics thing that hasn't happened yet happens, which is Jason Tatum goes off. We haven't seen it yet. So far, so good. They've held Tatum in check. I think he's gonna go get 40 one of these nights or more. I don't know when, but I think eventually it's gonna happen where he's not gonna be able to miss when he starts taking those jumpers. But so far, so good.
Yeah, that guy's going that guy's going to come up, man.
Eventually.
Yeah. So, and just like you thought that Giannis was going to get 40, your superstars are always going to play good. But I think for the most part, to me, and we were actually watching the game at Pick and Save, and it was, they were up 14, everybody was happy. You know, all of a sudden, the lead started coming down. And then when it got into the fourth quarter, you just show Bucks fans, man, the passion is truly amazing. And nobody, it was nothing negative to say. Because when you're watching a game, you hope your team wins.
Right.
That's what the Nick Pickett said. That's what radio is for. When you're live, you're just going home, man, we got away with one. Because this could have happened, that could have happened. But I think for the most part, the Bucks are just cool, man. They're cool. And I think Giannis is right. I think y'all play some sound of him. Because you can't react to foul all the time. Because if you look at it, nobody gets fouled in the NBA. I seen a guy foul a guy in the Phoenix game. The guy looking at me like, what'd I do? You just ran under the guy. They called a foul on you. And he's just talking to the refs. So I just try to remove myself from that and get back to the game. The game is... 60 shots went to two guys. That's a lot of shots. But, you know, if you're a Bucks fan, hey, man, a win is a win. Because those are the ones that you saying you probably could have lost because you were up 14. I don't know the biggest score where they were up. They were up. They were killing them. And all of a sudden, Boston made a run. The other team gets paid, too. So I try to look at it like, you know, the Bucks won, and that's what I expected, and I expect them to win the next game. As far as people complaining, had the Bucks lost, we'd get a lot of calls. Sure. People saying those calls weren't going the other way. But I'm going to tell you something, guy. I'm going to tell you what the NBA don't want y'all to do. They do not want you listening to that podcast with that Donahue guy, okay? This guy did a whole podcast about refereeing, and it ain't got nothing to do with the Bucks fans. It ain't got nothing to do with the Celtics fans. Nope, it's to keep the game with it, and that's disturbing. This guy went to prison for this. And I can believe he even did a let him do. They let him. Well, I guess it's America. I mean, you can just say what you want. Mm-hmm. But when he say that, the conspiracy stuff comes out because what this guy was saying. This guy was on the court. So if you haven't heard him talk, it make people, I'm going to hold that in my pocket. So if my team loses, I'm going to say it. And ain't nothing you can do about
right,
it.
Right, right.
Because he did it. If you haven't heard it, have either one of y'all heard it?
No.
Oh, boy. Mm-mm. Just get some clips. And he explains everything. And so if you're thinking, okay, you're a Boston guy, but I don't necessarily want Boston to win, but I don't want them to get blown out. And they win by two, hey, man, I may still win. Who's else thinking like that? I had a guy call me up today. It was about something else. He said he put $20 down on four horses to win, and he put $20 down on the horse that was 80-1. I said, okay, you got lucky. What's the big deal? No. I said, so you think the other jockeys got in and said, let this guy win? Yeah, if they were in.
Oh,
I said, that's the conspiracy
man.
Stuff yeah, that drives me. It drives me out of my mind. So, but to circle back to the game, the calls, I don't even react to it. It is what it is. And the Jrue Holiday call, I agree with that. Was not a three. I don't think they should give him three shots for that.
And they did.
And I know people talking about that. Yeah. No, that was the right call.
The NBA said it was the right call.
See, and that's what I'm saying. People ain't going by what the NBA say. They're going by what they see.
Right.
Yeah, but the NBA admitted to making five blown calls, three of which were –
in the favor. Celtics' favor.
Do they normally do that?
Two versus the Bucks. Yes. Yeah. All year.
See, because the NFL just send you a letter. We ain't admitting nothing.
Yeah, publicly, they put out a 2-minute report every regular season game.
Well, good for them. They have some transparency.
Yeah.
NFL, you get a letter. We missed that call. We're sorry.
But they don't tell the world.
No, you don't get it.
No,
the public can't
telling
see
them,
it.
Telling
no.
them nothing. No. You probably should, though. Say, okay, our referees missed it. Especially if it's a Super Bowl.
But the coaches didn't come back. I think they say they got an apology or something like
that. That's why before the game, you go to that referee. When we're warming up, referees don't stretch. I mean, head coaches don't stretch. White cap, come here. Hey, you. Yeah. Who called nigga? Hockley, come here. Come here. Hey, man, they grabbing Reggie all on his bag last time we played him. You missed it. I said, what? Coach, I'm sorry. We didn't even play the game. Oh, he talking about a game 17 games ago. They held Reggie. He still remember that?
Yeah.
And you know what? Flag. Because the guy thinking about it. So you let the head coach work him. Because Budenholzer works the ref. He works them
hard.
Okay,
so we said this earlier. So Udoka's talking about we're just going to go to flopping if they're not going to change how they're calling
the
game.
Well, they got a flop rule now. You don't want to do that.
So if I'm butt, aren't I bringing up during the game what he said to the presser?
Oh, sure.
Dude, he told you they were going to stop it. They know.
You bring that up.
If you're butt, you have to bring it up.
Because if he's saying it to the world, I'm going to use that against you.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know that press conference guy said
it's
a flop. So
wake him up a little bit. You guys, Steve.
You got to be on him and tell him about that.
I wish we had video here so America see Steve when he gets animated, throw his hands out.
Well, you know what I'm really amazed about, though, Stevie? He's got his waving the flag there. He's got his W shirt on there.
What's wrong with that?
Badger shirt.
He got a Badger shirt on.
Don't start this. Yeah. Don't start. Don't.
Academics.
Does it have championship on the back turn?
Academics.
Well, he didn't graduate.
Oh, man.
Can he still wear it?
He's wearing the flag. I don't know.
Yeah, I always wear Badger. I wear Badger stuff.
Yeah. Shout out to Danny Davis. Ain't that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Danny Davis. I want him to make team.
Sure. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellis,
and Danny Davis. He's just black catcher, cuz. You may not make it.
He's not making the team.
How you know?
Practice
they
squad.
They got no receivers up there.
I'll give you practice squad.
You're on the practice squad.
That's making the team.
Money,
yeah. If the practice squad's making the team, then he'll
make it. Yeah, he get a ring.
He's got a chance.
He will.
Yeah. What's the key for a win tonight in game four for the Bucks? The Van Horn Direct toll free top line. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University Studio. Smart, Gary Ellerson, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, right now at Wendy's. Satisfy your craving for sweet and heat. The new hot honey chicken sandwich featuring a bold hot honey sauce, apple with smoked bacon, Wendy's signature spicy chicken filet. Try it now or try the hot honey sauce on a crispy chicken biscuit at breakfast at participating U.S. Wendy's. Grab Wendy's on the way out of town on Saturday. I don't know how you all are. You're not supposed to eat and drive, technically, right? They tell you not to do that? Is that correct?
You ain't supposed to text and drive. I pass by people doing it all the time. So what?
But eating and driving?
I eat when I get home.
Yeah. But you don't eat and drive, though.
No, I ball it back. Ball it up, Garrett. Ball the bag up. That keeps it hot. because I don't mind my fries getting cold because I like to reheat them.
Yeah, we know.
So I'm just in the method to my madness.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. When you're a delivery guy and you hungry,
what's that?
And wipe your hands on your shirt. Keep it moving.
Oh, keep it moving, God. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on the way out of town, grab some Wendy's, have me some double stacks.
Oh, you can put three fingers on top of it and thumb on the bottom.
So for me, I can't order like a Dave single.
Yeah.
Love me a Dave single.
Yeah.
Too messy, man.
That's why
I'd be having ketchup and onions all over me if I get one of those. It's got to be something that I can eat.
Thank you.
Right?
Like a finger food type.
Yes. Yeah. It's got to be something smaller. And those double stacks are perfect.
Yeah.
And then, the fries, whatever in the bag, it's fine.
Right.
But if I have anything with any type of mess, it's over. Like, cannot do it. Yes, Leroy?
Get it like I get mine. Plain. Ain't nothing to drop.
No.
What you mean plain?
Plain.
What's plain?
Meat and bread and cheese.
That's what the six-year-old does.
That's it, man.
Jax,
ain't nothing dropping on my shirt. Ain't no tomato.
Yeah.
Onion.
I hear you.
Ketchup, mustard.
Yeah. Now, if I sit down to eat.
Plain and dry. Garrett.
If I
can never do that.
No. If I sit down to eat.
Meat and bread.
The sloppier, the better.
Oh, yeah.
Sit down, sloppier, the better.
Man, it's all over your face.
All the time. Let's go.
You look like a clown.
Hands are just covered. Oh, yeah. That's what it's all about there. But driving, I can't have that.
Hey, man, Wendy's make my burger fresh. I don't know about y'all.
They make all of our burgers fresh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I need more than meat and bread.
Child, please. I'm not wasting that good burger with all that foolishness on it. And condiments, man.
Yeah, and give me extra pickles.
Oh, man. You eating a salad sandwich with meat.
Oh.
That's what you eating.
Since we're sidetracking on food time, Gary.
There's no sidetrack. We helping America.
Real quick. So back in the day, Gary and I, when we used to do the afternoon show in Milwaukee, we'd go get lunch together from time to time.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, we go Pick and Save.
Yeah.
And up right up here.
Yes,
and they had the salad bar, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The hot bar,
it's called a salad bar.
Right.
So I would get lettuce, some of those grape tomatoes, some croutons, chicken.
Yeah.
Right? Put some French dressing on. Good.
Yes.
This dude, he got a little salad, and then literally everything else on the salad bar he put on this thing. He had everything and then a little salad.
Coleslaw.
You couldn't even see the salad. It was covered.
Yeah.
I was like, Gary, that's not a salad.
Guess how much it cost me, Leroy?
Oh, it was like $10?
Yeah, how much it cost me, Leroy?
I'm going to say $12.99.
It was like...
I almost cursed just then. I had one day called me $25.
Oh, my goodness.
Because of the weight.
He put everything in it, man.
Oh, yeah.
And he ate all of it. Don't get me wrong, but I was like, dude, you can't even see the lettuce.
Well, I haven't done it in a minute. You know what? Well, because of COVID, probably, right? Because they take
bar
all
was
that
closed
away.
Out. But the salad bars are all back
open back up now.
I think so.
Yeah. Some of them are. Yeah,
And open.
Yeah. The one at Sherwood, I was down there on Friday, they hot by fire.
Yeah, how did it go?
Mother's Day signing?
Fire. They had a live band.
Yeah.
It was nice.
You had fun?
Yeah.
Was it Magic and the Miracles? Was that the band?
I don't know.
No.
Is that a band?
No, that's what Mikowski's team.
Mikowski's.
They were called the Magic and the Miracles. Query, Mikowski, Sharp.
I didn't know they had a
Fullwood.
Oh, that was just a thing.
Band. I got a shirt that says Magic and the Miracles.
Yeah.
I got Tim Harris's autograph on it.
Very nice.
Okay, so what's the key for a win tonight game for the Bucks? So many times Giannis will talk after a game.
Yep.
And it's like a life lesson, right? Where you hear you're like, I'm gonna play that for my kids. Oh, I'm gonna play that for my kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is I don't know if it's like that, but I think it's pretty good. This is Giannis talking after the game.
There's nobody that doesn't have struggles in their career. You know, if you don't fail, you cannot be able to succeed. You know, failure is a part of success. You can take from the best player of the that played this game, MJ. You know, he had struggles in his in the postseason early in his career. People beat him down. He had to get stronger. Like he've said it multiple times, you know, in his interview, we've seen it. You know, and I believe in that. I believe that you got to fail. You got to face adversity in order for you to excel. And I believe in God. God puts you in a position to be successful. He never makes mistakes. So, I failed a lot of times in my career. But at the end of the day, I never stopped coming. I'm always going to come, you know, no matter what the outcome is going to be. The outcome is not always pretty. It's not always, in your side. But I know that my effort is always going to be there, you know, for my teammates and for myself. But if I expect to just show up in the postseason and just, you know, sweep everybody, and score 30 and have a triple double and 40 and this party. Yeah, guys, this is the position. I don't think anybody in life, you know, to be in the position that you guys are now, it was easy for you guys. The same way for us, it's not easy, you know. So there's gonna be struggles, but at the end of the day, if you keep with it and you stay with it, you stay on course, you're gonna succeed. If you start, you don't stay on course, you're not gonna succeed. Simple as that.
Question for both of you.
You think fans care about that?
I don't know, but as a parent, I care about it.
Okay, well, let's separate the fans are the parent, but you think they actually care about that? Let's be honest. Social media.
I don't know. You're saying they don't? You don't think they do?
They can give a rat. You know, they want these people like you, Steve, want Yelich to go down to AAA. They ain't trying to hang with him while he's failing. They only want to be with you when you're up at the top. The real fans, the hardcore DNA fans, hey, man, that resonates with me, and I'm giving him a standing ovation. Nope. Play that when they lose a game and see what happens.
Yeah, you save it and play whenever. Right.
Play it when, people roll in their eyes because people want to win.
No doubt they do.
He's trying to tell you
so
that on the way up, you said him or Gary?
Giannis. Oh. Giannis wants to win too.
What? Right, but he's telling you the life lessons.
Because this was going off of the Celtics series, and people were saying the Celtics were stopping them. That's what set this all up.
Yeah, kryptonite stuff. Yeah. I explained that to y'all, and it came just like what I see. I'm just saying, along the way, another man's failure is another man's treasure. I try to explain that as well. But people only want to be your friend when you're a Hall of Famer. When you won the Hall of Famer, man, I ain't getting down with that, man. I ain't even answer this call. Now when you, hello? So what you do, you treat those same people and let them get on their journey. And that's what he's saying. That's why I'm glad. I hope he stays here the rest of his life.
Career. Yeah.
Even when he's retired, because that's what he represents. He had to go fix that free throw thing. He had to go fix that. Mm-hmm. He fixed it. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, remember we didn't want him out of the game? Not we, but you know.
Well, some he hasn't shot it well this series, but he's.
Well, I'm just saying. Overall, correct. He's.
Yes.
And then now it's the 3-point shot. But little do you know, the same people that don't want him to shoot that three, when he hit that backup three against somebody, that three to carry you into overtime or to win the game, you're clapping. Why weren't you upset? So I take the good with the bad. That's what Giannis said. This man go all the way back to his childhood when it was rough. So he had not forgotten about that. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. But most fans, man.
Let's go back. Davante Adams. There was a story. I can't remember who wrote it, so I apologize. But somebody wrote a story on Davante Adams a while back that said that one year where he was struggling early in his career with all those drops and everything else, he was thinking about quitting. He was going to be done.
He said that?
Well, I don't know if he was going to quit.
He was mad.
Video of him saying
like, no, it's in an article. There's quotes. That he was just mad at the world. Like, he was in
a
bad place.
But nobody's quitting.
And was just mad about the whole thing.
Too much money to quit.
Right? Okay, fine. But from that perspective.
Emotional.
So I never heard either one of your sides of this. So I'm curious to find out both. Was there ever a time in football where after a game or a couple of games or whatever else, where you ever doubted yourself, Gary, at any point from, you know, coming up through high school and into college, into the pros, where you're like, man, maybe I'm not as good as I thought, or maybe this isn't going to go as well as I thought. Was there ever that point, or was your confidence level always up on top?
I think maybe, and this is going way back, I think I was a junior.
In high school?
In high school. I started out really good catching the football. Maybe like the last four games of the year, I had the drops, like big time.
And you played wide receiver in mm-hmm. college.
And I remember overhearing one of my teammates with concern to my head coach. He's like, Coach, what's wrong with Bump? Now all of a sudden he's not catching the
Bump.
That's my nickname.
Bump.
All of a sudden, he's not catching the ball. He's just not doing it. He goes, hey, he's just struggling a little bit. He goes, he'll come through it. You just watch. He'll come through it. That's the only time I remember. But when I got to, like, college, though, and pro, my teammates, it was, like, a little bit different. Because I think in high school, it was back in, you know, 79, 78. Maybe we didn't know a lot. But when I got to college, my teammates gave me confidence when I struggle. Like, dude, you just don't know how good you are. When you run through that, when you do that thing, you're really good. That happened to me in college. And I think another time I struggled a little bit in pro, I remember Ezra Johnson. Man, when you know how hard it is to tackle you when you come through there? You just don't really realize how big you really are when you come through there like that. So I think it's when you struggle, though, too, if you got good teammates, they bring you through that. I mean, even more so than what your coach, because you're looking for, I guess, that kind of confidence from your and especially if it comes from a defensive player that you practice against every day in practice. So I'm sure at some point people do struggle.
So, like, Leroy, we know your struggles leading up to the whole football thing and so forth.
Yeah.
But once you got going, did you ever find yourself in that type of situation?
No. Because I always thought about it ain't supposed to be easy. That was one of my slogans my sister wrote for me. It's not supposed to be easy. If it was easy, we all would be in the NFL. We all would be playing college. We all play high school football. I mean, they got to put somebody on the top of the, because she was a cheerleader. She would give me these metaphors. They got to put somebody at the top, okay? But the young lady at the bottom, she gets just as much credit. But if you don't get a 9 or a 10, they're going to blame the people at the bottom, not the young lady at the top. So she, listen, it's not supposed to be easy. You're going to run into some stumbling blocks. But she also told me, it's also going to be some people that's not going to care. They're only going to care when you win. The real fans, students, will stay there after you got beat by the rival by one, and you dejected. The real students come up, and I want you to watch this. Some students leave. Some students go down there, and they console the players. That's what makes the next game, you hit that opening three when they rush. Now they rushing the court, you looking like, yeah, man, leave me alone. You ain't come out here when I missed it. And that's what players are looking for. And that's what – we didn't have social media. So this is immediate social media. I tell players, don't even go look at your phone, because you can release a picture. Say you have a baby, right? And the baby is beautiful to you, of course. And the baby is awesome. It could be 10,000 comments say the baby's beautiful. It'll be one comment, man, why you put that, this. And that's the one we react to. We got to learn how to keep going. Just keep going. And that's what Giannis is saying. So when you hit somebody right now getting a raise, at this moment, somebody getting a raise. They just opened an email, I'm getting a raise. Thank God I'm getting a raise. But it's also a guy getting an email getting fired. So what you say is, before I get this email, I'm just going to do my job and I'm going to work. But there's nothing I can do to stop it. But once I get the one to say, hey, man, you're fired, okay, fine, I'm going to go get me another job. It's not supposed to be easy. And if every player would have humility like Giannis, then of course the world would be amazing. But that's the reality is, it's not going to happen. That's the minority.
Yes.
That's the minority.
I'd agree.
Most players are so full of themselves and think they all that to where, you know what, if I don't have 50 people around me like an entourage, I don't feel famous no more. But it's not about that. It's about where you came from. When you hit that soft patch, you know what, now I can just say I'm going through some things mentally.
Right.
And people give me some space. But if you're really not going to therapy and doing the work, people are not going to give you no space. So if you want to be judged, fine. If you don't want to be judged, get off of social media. Because there's a Kehlani. That's another one. Gary. I started to text you.
Yeah.
She's a singer. I'm done with social media. Just buy my work. I'm done with y'all. I don't know why she let these people get to her.
Right.
Don't let these people get – they're supposed to be doing – they're hating on you.
Just because you're famous doesn't mean you're secure.
Say that again.
Just because you're famous doesn't mean you're secure.
Correct.
Facts.
I think people forget that, but it's very true.
Steve, you growing up, you almost 50, right?
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't have said that 10 years ago.
Yeah. Be 46
again.
Look at Gary
laughing. Look at Gary.
Well, Gary's been with me since
we've been in the old studio. What are you saying, Gary?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gary's been with me for a while.
Yeah.
He knows me about as well as anybody at this point. Hey, what's the key for a win tonight in game 4 for the Bucks? Mike tweets at Big Show Network. The bench needs to step up and provide scoring.
Oh, that one.
If they get 25 or more, they should win big, based on how they've been playing.
I like that tweet. I like it.
I don't think I
can you hit my like button, please?
Sure. Yeah. I don't think that I don't think I like Grayson Allen back in the lineup.
It's just something to mess with.
They're trying to find something.
I know they are. I don't know if I like it necessarily, though, to be honest with you. And the only reason I don't think I like it is because I like that Bobby Portis energy at the beginning of a game. I really do. Now, that doesn't mean Bobby Portis has to play the first 10 minutes of a quarter, but I just like his mojo that goes along with Giannis and Brooke Lopez to start a game, right? And to come out and start a half, especially when you're at home and he can get that crowd to get going. And Grayson Allen's going to get the crowd into it if he hits a three or two.
Correct.
That's how he gets it. But otherwise, he's just a dude running around on the floor at that point. Where Bobby gets a big and one or something, gets a crowd going, gets them into it, gets them up on their feet and going. So it's not really basketball perspective-wise why I'd rather have Bobby out there. It's just more the juice and the energy he brings with that starting unit to start a quarter and to start the half. Doesn't mean he has to be on the floor in the last 2-3 minutes of the game. Maybe it's Grayson Allen if he's feeling well. Pat Connaughton has been out there at the end of a game, you know, over somebody else. That's the one thing I give Bud credit for, usually, more times than not. You know, it's Giannis, it's Middleton, it's Holiday, it's Brooke Lopez, and then it's whoever else is hot. Right, that fifth guy is the hot guy that's playing well, and he feels comfortable going with that fifth player versus being stubborn and going, nope, my starting five is going to play at the end no matter what.
Yeah.
And he's been showing the willingness to kind of move on that and not necessarily.
You'd rather have Bobby at the beginning or the end if you had to choose one?
Beginning.
Which one would you rather
beginning
have?
Beginning of halves.
The beginning?
No, because I think Bobby gives you that pick-me-up. Off the bench.
Yeah, I know, but which one would you rather
have? So I would rather have Grayson starting.
And have Bobby as your ace and hole.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
That's what I like.
Yes.
He's Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer. It is the Wendy's Big Show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, and of course, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler.
Oh, he went to give me some coffee. Where's my coffee?
Gary didn't go to get you coffee, did he?
I thought he did.
He
rarely leaves the studio.
No, he hardly ever leaves the studio.
I think I leave more than both of y'all.
I think you do, yes. I have a question, though. Spectrum News won tonight.
Uh-oh.
We got Dennis Krause, right?
Never heard of him.
Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. Coming up tonight, 7 and 11. Have you guys got the rundown yet for your shows?
Yeah.
A lot of Packers rookie camp discussion?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of that.
Oh, that's good. I want to get some of that before we get out of here.
Well, let's get some of it before we get out of here.
We got to get some of that. But first, how confident are you heading into tonight's Bucks game? That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.